After an amazing 2017 with your epic driver, you've decided to kind of go rogue. And it's not just a rogue driver, it's rogue woods, it's rogue irons. And tell us a little bit about the iron side of rogue, because it Callaway's gone top to bottom. The only thing missing is Roger Cleveland's rogue wedges.
That's right. There are a lot of the products are called rogue. It's a new name because there's a lot of new technology across the product line in each of the products. And in the case of the irons, we've got some of our trusted technologies, and we're adding in some new ones. So a lot of our irons are known for being quite long, and that comes from having a face cup, and the front part of the iron and the areas around the perimeter of the face of the iron are all one piece that we can control very closely in the manufacturing process and design them to be very thin and very flexible. And that flexibility gives us a ball speed advantage that I think people have seen. But when you have a face that's that thin and that flexible, after impact with the ball, it makes the whole head vibrate in a way that's maybe a bit unattractive. It leads to poor sound and feel. The sound is too high-pitched, too loud, and lasts too long. So we looked in this iron for a material that we could add in as a solution to not take away any of the ball speed, but take away those unwanted vibrations that lead to bad feel. And we were able to do that by taking a material that's a little bit softer than the urethane material on the cover of our golf ball and infusing it with thousands of microscopic glass spheres. And those things are mixed into the urethane, and that mixture is then injected into the head. And when it sets, what we're left with is a material that is essentially porous. So it can collapse on itself when it's squashed. And that means that it doesn't provide any resistance to the deflection of the face. Therefore, it doesn't take away any ball speed, but it does improve those after-impact vibrations, and it really improves the sound and the feel as a result. So that's a key technology that's in Rogue for the first time. And another technology in the iron, we've borrowed from our Epic irons. So the Epic irons are a bit of a concept car iron. There are a lot of new techniques that we were demonstrating for the first time in Epic, one of which was the ability to blend tungsten and steel in any ratio that we want in order to create a custom material. And that allows us to control the center of gravity position in the irons. So in Rogue, we're taking that technology. It's created using metal injection molding, or MIM. It gives us the blend of steel and tungsten we want in the exact shape and size of component that we want. And in the vertical sense, when it's in the head, it allows us to control trajectory. And in the horizontal sense, it allows us to control forgiveness. So that's another new technology for an iron in this sort of main game improvement part of the market. So three major technologies, all in the rogue iron. And the rogue iron comes in three different forms as well. To talk about those for a little minute, the standard one is more of the center of the game improvement market. It has a sort of shape and size that you'd be familiar with if you bought some iron like our steelhead iron or something like that. There's a pro iron, which also has all these same technologies in a slightly more compact form, a little bit less offset, smaller sole width, slightly tighter leading edge, and a smaller blade overall, definitely aimed at more advanced players, but giving them all the same forgiveness benefits and speed benefits. And a new entrant into our Rogue line is the Rogue X for the first time. Now, this is a slightly larger, more offset iron with bigger sole width. And what we've done here is unashamedly changed the loft profile and the length profile and the weight profile of this iron. Doing all three things together with this head design has allowed us to strengthen lofts without the effect of reducing launch angle. We don't want people to struggle to get the ball in the air with these irons, but we've found that with what we've done, we can strengthen loft, which adds ball speed and reduces backspin, but maintain launch angle. So overall, these irons play much longer than otherwise. So if anybody's looking for the longest distance potential that they can have, then Rogue X is a definite opportunity for them. So across the line, we think we fit a lot of players, and the technology is very visible when you hit the clubs.
On your wood side, there's a lot of talk about your jailbreak technology. Were you able to incorporate that into the irons at all?
Yeah, so jailbreak in the woods is about vertical stiffness of the body of the driver, leading to more flexibility of the face. Some of those ideas are in some of our irons already. We don't do it in quite the same way. It's not as overt with the titanium bars in the case of the driver. But vertical stiffness is important in an iron for similar reasons. The top line of the iron sometimes can be quite thin, and it becomes weak, and we need to reinforce that. And effectively, by connecting the top and the bottom of the iron, you sort of borrow strength from the bottom and transmit it up to the top, if you like. So we do employ some of the same principles, but it's not the jailbreak effect that you're seeing in the woods.
We've seen some of your ads. You've incorporated the airplane people into them.
That's right.
Is the airplane people involved on the iron side or just the woods?
It's really the driver that has the biggest aerodynamic difficulty. It's got the largest dimensions, the big flat face, the large linear dimensions of a 460cc head do have the biggest issues in the downswing in potentially taking away head speed that then you would lead to loss of ball speed. So we worked with Boeing on the driver again, particularly on the leading edge of the driver, the face and the crown, the radius between there. That gives us the improvement. So the driver absolutely needed it. The irons, not so much.
Well, if someone is playing a set of Callaway irons that might be 5 years old, older, what would they notice perhaps is the biggest difference?
I think what they would really notice, if they're in an environment where you can try before you buy and there's a launch monitor available, you'll definitely see higher ball speeds and lower spin than you had in the past. Particularly in the mid-irons, you'll see that. And the result is a much higher, flatter trajectory that then really takes advantage of the ball speed and turns it into extra distance while still having sufficient descent angle to stop on even on the firmest of greens.
What would you like the amateur golfer or consumer to know about what's gone into the Rogue irons and maybe the Rogue line in general?
Yeah, I think not many people get a peek under the tent at our research and development process. It does take us an awful lot of time to develop these technologies, and it also takes us a great amount of care to manufacture them to the sort of levels that we need to make sure that every iron has this performance improvement in them. So I think one thing I would like people to take away is that we try really hard to innovate, and I think we're known a little bit for that. My team is very passionate about that, but also that we've gone to a whole other level in our manufacturing capability in order to make sure that these irons are actually producible and that the benefits translate all the way to every golfer.
How much input did you get from your staff players, Phil Mickelson, or any of your other guys that are on tour?
We do like to involve our tour players, and some of them are more available to us than others geographically and things like that. So Phil is fortunately very local to us, and he's also quite vocal and quite animated about equipment. So he gives us feedback, particularly on the better player irons. But there are other players, you know, someone like Jim Furyk. He is really good at being able to put himself in a different golfer's shoes for a minute and think about what they would say and turn the feelings or the sensation or the observations he has into words that we can understand and use as engineers. So there are lots of different tour players in our stable. We're very interested in some of the young guns that we've taken on board recently because they play a slightly different game than the older guys. We're looking at their approach to the game being different and trying to learn how that might influence the new product designs too.
The best way to learn more? CallawayGolf.com?
That's right. There's a lot of information there, and you know, I think that's a good resource for at least becoming familiar with what our options are and then maybe going to an environment where you can try them and get fitted, and you'll optimize the performance for you as an individual.